Coming up top of the hour, was a busy night last night in DC sports. Caps win, Nats win, Wizards. They might want to start buckling down for that offseason plan. We'll talk to our buddy Chris Russell, DCHotRead.com, and 106.7 The Fan at 8:05. Paulie, do we have a winner for our NASCAR tickets?
We do. Elliot Buettner of Richmond got himself a pair of passes for that new Climax Corner party deck.
Enjoy a little racing Saturday night. More tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour, plus Richmond Raceway President Dennis Bickmeyer. But joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates. Before we dive into summing up Virginia Tech spring football, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. We were just talking about this in terms of the NFL. I don't know if you saw it over the weekend. College football putting out a plan that you can now fair catch a kickoff anywhere inside the 25-yard line. If you call fair catch, if you take a knee, the ball will be automatically spotted at the 25. What did you think when you heard about this, or maybe you're hearing about it for the first time right now?
No, I saw it. I don't have any problem with it, Wes. It's not a tactic that I see anybody use a lot. Honestly, we've had Joey Sly for the years that I've been here, so it's not an issue. He usually just bangs it through the end zone.
Good point.
But I can count on maybe both hands the amount of times that you've intentionally tried to pop up the kick to pin people back. So I don't think it's going to make much of a difference strategy-wise. It'll actually help the teams that have a kicker that can't quite get it to the end zone, I think other teams at this point who don't have dynamic return men will take that option more often than not. And honestly, as the kickoff team, you're fine with letting them start at the 25.
You can answer this as a fan or as a play-by-play guy who calls the action. Would you miss the kickoff if they took it away?
Yeah, I think they'd have to take it away for me to know, to be honest.
It's
I
true.
Think I would. It's not that I'm sitting there clamoring for the kickoff, and I just can't wait for those moments. But and it's more punt returns these days, especially since we've had Greg Stroman. Those have been the moments of excitement for the Hokies. But I think I would, if that's a good enough answer. I'm not positive, though. I think you wouldn't know until they actually did it.
To me right now, I don't even know if it's a play. It feels like it's become so watered down that if we're talking about a special teams play, I don't know if you could ever – I don't think there's a way to get rid of the punt. But the punt, to me, has become more of an exciting play than the kickoff has.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying, particularly with the return people that we've had.
Yeah.
And having Greg Stroman, although he did return kicks as well a couple of years ago. Yeah, the punt return, to me, has definitely become – it's a more mechanical play, too, because
sure.
There's more likelihood of a block and everything else on the back end. So, I don't know. Again, I don't think it's something, Wes, where if they took it away, it would take me a long time to get over it. It'd be more of a flow of the game, flow of the broadcast type thing, just because we're used to using that as a setup crutch, I think, probably as fans as well. But, I don't think it would be something where people would be up in arms for very long if they did it.
College or pro, favorite returner of all time was?
Oh, it was, block it on his name, the human joystick from Kansas City. Devin Hester would be second, but.
Was it the X-Men?
Paulie,
look that up for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dante Hall.
Dante Hall, that's it.
Dante Hall, he was the best. His head would bob. It was like legs was independent of the body. To use that old Friends line, yeah, touchdown Kansas City.
I love Timmy Brown. Touchdown Timmy Brown. When him and Deion Sanders.
I never
Sanders,
liked Tim Brown.
Really? It was just, I guess it was something that at the age that we were, there was something about this added element of this guy where all of a sudden this play became exciting. Tim Brown and Deion Sanders, who I love. I don't know if Frank Beamer ever told you the story. I asked Frank one time, why did you make special teams such a priority? He said that they were playing down in Tallahassee, and he kept hearing the crowd go wild on fourth down. And he said, I'm so used to hearing the crowd go wild on third down because of a defensive stand or a big play. And he said, I kept hearing it on fourth down. I finally turned around and I realized that the place would go crazy, that you could have a fan base go crazy on a punt because of Deion Sanders. And he said that was kind of one of the seminal moments that he had, no pun intended, that all of a sudden special teams would become a bigger priority at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and it makes sense. And for me, you know, I look back and some of the others, Randy Moss, people don't remember the Vikings used him, but they'd only use him when they needed a dramatic play on special teams, and he delivered it more often than not when they throw him back there on punt returns. So, yeah, I get it, man.
Let me squeeze in a couple Virginia Tech questions since we have the voice of the Hokies, John Lazer. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates. Spring football wraps up on Saturday, and the discussion afterwards, understandably so, was Ryan Wills, the emergence. Let me start here, and then I'll transition to the other question. You got, obviously, Josh Jackson trying to grow into another year, trying to grow to another level. we're looking at Hendon Hooker as the guy to challenge him, to push him, and he's a guy who basically got one series and a bunch of mop-up duty. What are we to make of Ryan Willis and Hendon Hooker from Saturday?
Well, I think you can make the fact that Ryan Willis at the moment is leading the competition to be the backup quarterback. As Coach Fuente said, I wouldn't put all of your stock in the rep distribution from that. But at the same time, you also saw it, I think, in where they are in terms of directing the offense. Ryan Willis looked pretty comfortable. I'd hazard people, though, or I'd caution people, because if you remember coming off of last year, all we were talking about was Hendon Hooker and how great he looked going 10 of 11 in that spring game. And it's just so many things that are not – actual game action in the spring game, so many things I can't even put a number on them, that, you know, it's in terms of who you're going against and what the situation is and how vanilla the play calling is or not at times in the third quarter. So there are advantages given to some quarterbacks that are not given to others. But I would say that the positive for Tech fans is that Ryan Willis has certainly, I think, shown a skill set that maybe they didn't even think they had when he got here in terms of the athleticism. You saw the intentional rolling pocket a few times during the spring game and him throwing on the move. And I think that we were led to believe when he got here, maybe through what we had read from Kansas, that he was just a stationary statue that had a big arm and could throw. And that's not the case. But, again, I would caution to take too much out of it. The good is that Ryan Willis is a good quarterback. The bad to take away was that Josh Jackson did something that knocked him down, and I don't think that's the case at all.
Okay, and that, I'm glad you said caution, because that sets where I'm going with this, and I know the nature of a sports fan. Hey, we saw that, let me see the next thing. Josh Jackson still threw for 20 touchdowns and had 3,000 yards last year, and there seems to be, and I don't know if you're picking up on this, but there seems to be a feel from fans, not the media, that there's more interest of who could replace Josh Jackson than whether or not he can reach this next level. Instead of saying, hey, we saw a good opening act, can there be more? It seems more like the question is, well, who else do we have?
Well, I think the problem for Josh Jackson will always continue to be that he followed the athletic anomaly that was Jerod Evans. And it wasn't that Evans did such a phenomenal job of leading the offense in a cerebral way, which is the credit that Josh Jackson gets, not that Jerod didn't. But he at times was such an athletic freak, and he would do things and make something out of busted plays, particularly with his legs. And he had a bigger arm that it allowed, when Josh came in, you could just tell the offense was a little bit slower. And I always use this comparison. It's like when you started a company as an intern, and despite the fact that you grow into a role, or in your case, you grow into a show host, the people that were there when you were originally there always kind of look at you that way. And I think that's the way the fans look at Josh Jackson, because he was an afterthought in the quarterback competition his first year and wasn't necessarily expected to ascend to that role with a little more star power coming in through recruiting classes. But at the same time, he's developed into the leader of this football team and a guy that can also improve athletically, and I think has. So you have some of that perception thing going against him, but the good thing is, for the fans that aren't the ones lighting up the message boards and those things, Justin Fuente cares 0%. So if he feels Josh Jackson is going to be the core, or should be the quarterback of this football team, he will be.
John Lazor is going to stick around for one more segment. I do want to ask him the one thing that he feels better about with his team after the spring, the one thing that he's got more questions about. And we're going to give Lays a little time off after this week to get his bearings, prepared to get married. We're going to do a wedding day lightning round with John Lazor, as he is 1 month away from the day that he exchanges vows with his soon-to-be bride. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Voice of the Hokies hanging out with us for one more segment. Coming up, since it is 1 month till John's wedding day, we'll do a little wedding day lightning round. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. Hey, Paul, ask Lays, since Lays, a former baseball announcer, ask John our poll question of the morning, brought to you by Call Federal.
Lays, we're asking people this morning, if baseball were to cut down its regular season, should it cut out early April, cut out late September, or just leave it at 162 games?
And this is from Anthony Rizzo saying baseball should play fewer games, a little annoyed, a little aggravated of all
we
the cancellations.
We play too much baseball.
Yeah, he said, we play too much baseball. So if baseball were to take a haircut, where or should it?
Well, let me tell you, from doing 13 years of 140 or 142 games, it's more than enough. So, yeah, I'm with them. I don't have any problem with them shortening the season. And I think the best scenario, if you're going to chop it from one end, would be to do it from the beginning of the season. But I'd like to see a little 6-1, half dozen of the other, take a couple weeks from April and a couple weeks from September and get the World Series completed by the end of October, which they haven't been able to figure out lately either.
Not a bad idea. I never thought about it that way. But don't mess up the poll question. The poll question is up.
Poll question can always be improved. Get better, Buzz Williams.
Thank you very much. You can find the poll question, foxsportsrichmond.com, at WestFoxSports910 on Twitter. I'll dive back into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Wrapping up Virginia Tech spring football before we get to our lightning round. Finish this sentence. The one thing I feel better about or I like more about this Virginia Tech squad after spring football is?
The linebackers.
Okay.
The you one... want me to expand upon that? I was just playing finish the – you know, sometimes you go too literal on your games, McElroy.
You expand away, my friend.
I thought Dylan Rivers looked very good in that game. I thought his pursuit angles were good. I thought his reads were good. I thought he put the defense in good spots. I also liked what I saw alongside him from Rayshard Ashby, although he wasn't as impactful. He was also in the right spots. And there were some other guys behind, and this is before Dax Holyfield and Keyshawn Artis get here as non-early enrollees over the summer. So I think that you're going to have a lot of physical talent there. There are going to be some bumps in the road because of their youth and inexperience, but I like the progression that those guys made, along with Alan Tisdale as well, who I thought had a nice spring, not just spring game, but spring as a whole. And I think those guys made good strides.
Position I know less about or I have more questions about?
Wide receiver, just because so many guys were dinged during the spring, we didn't really get a good idea of what that picture is going to look like.
And finally, the guy who's got me curious, the guy who all of a sudden I learned his name, maybe I look more into him, and now I'm excited to see what he can do in fall camp.
Yeah, I think that's going to be Bryce Watts for me because I'm not sure in terms of the DBs. When Adonis Alexander is back and Jeremy Webb is here and you have some of the others that are slated to play, maybe not in front of him, but some of the reps that he would play. But I'm intrigued by his speed and where that will show up on the field.
He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. They open up Labor Day Monday night against Florida State. We still have some time, and don't worry, Lazor isn't going too far. We'll have plenty of off-season conversations, but we are sitting here on April 18th, which is we're just about exactly 1 month away from your wedding day. So before we part and give you some time off, let's do a little John Lazor wedding day lightning round. Your wedding registry has been absolutely crushed by family and friends. Best present you've got so far?
Cash always fits.
Straight cash, homie.
No, actually, I got a multicolored giraffe wall hanging yesterday that is going to be the treasure of my apartment.
You have some
our apartment.
Interesting things on that wedding registry. By the way, if you'd like to buy a present for John Lazor, Target or Bed Bath & Beyond?
Macy's or Bed Bath & Beyond. Let's go.
Writing your own vows or going by the book?
I want to write my own vows. Apparently, I've been told the Catholic Church does not freestyle.
Frowned upon in this establishment.
Frowned upon in this establishment.
You know
yeah,
I like
think it takes away my talents, by the way.
Catholics squashing you.
It also takes
bringing
away
you
some
down.
Anxiety for the future Mrs. Lazor.
You know I like to dance. DJ or band at the reception?
Going to be a DJ with some special surprises.
Can I request one song that has absolutely be played?
You can request it. I'm not sure we'll fill it.
No, I need a little Earth, Wind, and Fire September. Gets everybody on the dance floor.
All right, we'll do it.
Make my dance music. Make my dance moves shine. Fill in the blank. My bride told me if I smashed cake in her face, there would be an annulment. What is your bride's wedding day of the wedding rule? Besides show up.
Repeat that. I got distracted by cake because she wants me to do that.
She wants you to smash the cake. I was basically told she'd walk out on me right there. Is there a rule? Is there something that you cannot absolutely do? Besides show up, is there something that she said, don't do this on your wedding day?
Let's poll her. This will be great radio. Babe, is there something I can't do on our wedding day? No, she's got multiple things. Obviously, it'd take a little too much time. None that I've been told about thus far.
All right. Just if we can get that list, I'd like to read that on the air. Finally, moment of the day. I know the way you think. You're a big softy. People don't know this about you. But moment of the day or the wedding, you're most concerned about becoming overly emotional, John Lazor.
I hadn't honestly thought about it to this point. I think that it will probably have something to do with my parents, just because at this stage of life, they're getting up there a little bit, and more so my dad's starting to show the physical effects. So I think there'll be a moment because he is actually presiding over the ceremony along with the priest that'll probably get to me.
I'll give you a heads up. Two most overwhelming moments of my life.
We all know the flash mob got to you, buddy.
That's a joke that we can tell the story sometime down the road. Two most overly emotional moments in my life, seeing my daughter for the first time, and when Katie walked down the aisle. I'm just giving you this wedding tip in all seriousness. Brace yourself. When you see her for the first time, it'll hit you like a ton of bricks.
Take shots beforehand. Got it. Thanks, man. You're a good friend.
My friend. John Laser at LazeVT. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Good season.
It's been fun. John Laser, and we thank our friends at Cowan Gates for sponsoring this segment each and every year. 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. And in all seriousness, after we got hitched, they did our will. Cowan Gates. CowanGates.com. Tony Pauly, those two moments in your life, they get you. You can prepare yourself, but bam, lightning bolt.
I'm quite honestly more intrigued by the flash mob story.
Yeah, we don't need to go there. That's a different story for a different day.
Nah.
Yep.
Why do I feel like every story between you and Lays is always a quote unquote a different story for a different day?
No, we've put a lot of stuff on the table here in this segment over the past couple months.
Usually just Lays throwing out something from who knows how long ago, and you're like, yeah, no, let's just move on.
No, we're not. There was a flash mob at our wedding. That was it. But my sister tried to arrange it. Now imagine this: trying to arrange with John Laser a flash mob.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, it was a laughable moment. But yes, there was an actual flash mob at my wedding, which was pretty cool, by the way. Makes for good video. But I'm telling you right now, Paulie, there's three moments in your life: first time you meet the girl that you know you're going to marry; two, the second time you see her walk down the aisle; and the third time when you see your child for the first time. Absolutely, strikes of lightning. You just don't prepare yourself for it. You can try, but you don't until you know. Amen. Hallelujah. We move on to the 8 o'clock hour. Speaking of a strike, double overtime win for the Caps last night. We go to D.C. next on Fox Sports 910. Yeah, it's my jam. Put it on the wedding. I'm out there on the dance floor. Lays, get the DJ to play this. Fox Sports 910.